when you get there. And you go through these things, and because you go through these things, you're good. What does that have to do with faith? Nothing. So what we're talking about again, jumping up and down here, faith versus works is what we're talking about when we're talking about the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus as compared to the law of sin and death. So let's keep that context in mind. Remember, having a form of godliness, but neglecting or disregarding the power that's there. We're down to verse 3. For what the law could not do, because it was weak through the flesh, God of himself sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and concerning sin, katakrino. Katakrino. That's the verb part of katakrino that we looked at a minute ago. That's the verb. That means down from judging, the sentence being passed. In other words, you were found guilty. Here's your sentence. Got it? That's this verb. He condemned. He passed judgment down on sin in the flesh in order that the requirement of the law. Remember I said a minute ago, exempt? It's still out there. The law of sin and death is still out there. The law, which brings sin and death because you can't keep it, is still there. But what Jesus did miraculously in a way that exceeds physical reality or human knowledge gave himself for us so that we are exempt. It's still there. He fulfilled the requirement of the law in us. Walking down from the flesh, but down from spirit. So again, you've got this contrast of faith and works. You got the contrast of spirit and flesh. Flesh is about the works. Spirit is about the faith. Faith says, Jesus fulfilled the requirement, I'm exempt, just move on with yourself, okay? Work says, I got to do this, I didn't do that, so that means probably something bad is going to happen to me because after all, the sin gets to the punishment, the death, so what do I need to do to fix it, right? And it's as simple as what John said in the first chapter of his letter, 1 John 1:9, if you sin, when we do sin, because we do, okay? I like going through that all the time. When we do sin, all we have to do is confess our sin, and he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, and we move on because he's the one that did it anyway. We go to him and say, I missed you.
But we also have to do it properly.
Well, you know, that's true. But think about what we're saying. What's the word repent mean? Change your mind. Okay, you wouldn't have confessed it if you hadn't changed your mind. So when you go to God and go, and hear me, this is hot off the press, okay? Let it sink in. I used to always say, like when you confess it, okay? You say, I missed it. And what you're referencing is the quote sin, right? Think about this. What we really ought to be saying is, I missed you. Because it doesn't matter what you did, if it was wrong, that means you missed God. Mm-hmm. Say that again before you slow. What that means is that you missed God. You misstepped, and it's not the it that's the problem. He's already exempted that. It's missing him. That's always a problem because you have to trust him. You have to listen to him. You have to walk in the instruction. you have to have your hope in him. And when you screw up, you go to him and say, I missed you. Because it's love that keeps us. It's our commandment. So if we do something, no matter what it is, it's going to be somewhere you violated the love, either toward God, for yourself, the people around you, your friends. Because that's, Jesus said, all of the law and all of the prophets is in this. You got to love. And that love is shed abroad in your hearts, right? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God lives in you. Yes, hallelujah. Okay, there's the love. So when you screw up, you neglected the love. You neglected the power. You disregarded the power. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to yell much more, okay? No. And let's use me, okay? It just, you know, we have that expression, burns me up. It makes me very angry and very sad simultaneously when I realize that I miss God with something. Especially if it came to offending someone else unnecessarily. You know, you're going to offend people. If you go walking around with Jesus a whole lot, you're going to offend people. That the devil will make sure of it because he don't like it. Okay? But when I miss it, it just bothers me so much. And the idea of repenting, again, you've changed your mind. You don't go to God and, quote, repent. You don't confess that you missed him unless you've changed your mind about whatever it was you did, right? And you're right. If you ain't changed your mind, you're not really helping. Okay, where are we? We finished up the fourth verse, or we're at the end. Not walking, law might be fulfilled in us, not walking down from the flesh, but walking down, or kata, down from spirit. One of the most important ways to talk about precepts for a second again. One of the most important things when it comes to dealing with faith and making that transition, what can you do in the, quote, flesh, your body, that can make that transition into the spirit? Okay, I heard that. I'll say it for you again slowly. Okay? What action is it you can do that we all know is true that helps you with that transition from flesh over into faith and spirit? That works. Words. Words. The kingdom operates off words. Faith is released through words. You gain faith by hearing predominantly, by hearing words. That's what it says, right? Again, Matthew 12:37, one of those verses that I've jumped up and down about for years because the way most translations read, you can get mad at me if you want to, but it's just wrong, okay? It's wrong because Jesus said, by your words are you, quote, justified. Well, that's close, but the word there is dikaiō. It literally means declared righteous. Dikaiosune. Hear the dikaiō, okay? That's the righteous part. Dikaiō means you declared your righteousness. You said, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's why Paul delighted, I guarantee you Paul delighted it when he wrote it down in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For we have become, we've been made, we poeo, we have become, oh, genomai, the righteousness of God contained in Christ Jesus. You can't get any more righteous than that. He fulfilled the requirements of the law. We are in him. The way you go from flesh to spirit, one of the most powerful things you do is watch your mouth.